All right, we're here with the legend, A.C. Anthony Calhoun, the voice of Butler, the voice of high school. He wants to be the voice of the Colts, but he's still working on just – he's telling me during the break, I just came back from talking with Coach Pagano. Yeah, right. Karen Hensel, who investigates all kind of dirt as the I-Team's lead investigator, but the newest member of the Wish TV family, and that is a lead meteorologist, Rob Ellis. First of all, guys, welcome, Rob Ellis. Welcome. You came to Indianapolis from?
Most recently, Wilmington, North Carolina.
What are all these people from Carolinas?
I was born and raised in the Carolinas.
So you and the new school superintendent going to have something in common. Y'all can talk with the IPS superintendent. Y'all can talk North Carolina.
Sure. Carolina, both of them. I was born in South Carolina, moved to North Carolina. I actually spent the last 10 years in North Carolina. But I'm glad to be here. I had to get out of the South. I was ready to move on, ready to find some new greener pastures.
You're saying that before snow season starts.
Yes.
You know, I'll come back and visit you in January when we got 10 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I'll hate it.
We have had a relatively quiet weather season. I mean, we're here in Tornado Alley, and they fortunately have missed us. Is the season over with yet? We got another couple weeks.
Well, tornadoes can actually occur any time of the year, so there is a season for it. Typically, it's spring when we expect the most active weather pattern, but really, it can be any month of the year, so we don't like people to let their guard down as far as severe weather is concerned, but there's always something going on. So, I mean, we've got the hot weather. It's one of the hottest days of the year. It could potentially be the hottest day of the year today.
Record?
95 is the record. We're already there. I think we probably will tick up to 96 at some point before we come back down, if not even warmer, and 96 is the warmest temperature so far this year, so... it could be the hottest day of the year.
We're going to have a sudden cool down for the weekend.
Big cool down. 40s for Saturday morning, and then highs. The highs on Saturday are going to be like our lows tonight.
What has been the biggest surprise coming in and doing weather in Central Indiana?
Well, first of all, the people are so friendly. I'm so used to the Southern hospitality. I was not aware of Hoosier hospitality, which I got to tell you is even better than what I was used to. It's different, but it's very refreshing, and I love it. But as far as the weather is concerned, it is the seasons. I'm not used to a winter season, so that's going to be a little bit of something that I wanted all four seasons to be able to experience that.
So now how much pressure is it that you not only have to give a great weather forecast, you got to lead in to AC? I mean, that's tough.
Yeah. You know, I try to it's helpful because if it were the other way around, I like to set them up for something great. Because if I try to go the other way around, it's going to be setting me up for failure. You buying any of this, AC?
AC's not buying any of it. One of the things we're talking about is how local television is changing. And we talk with, our first hour with General Manager Jeff White about how important sports has now become, not just covering the sports, but play-by-play, all that you guys have done with Butler, now with high school sports, particularly using Channel 23. It seems like there is more high school sports being aired on local TV than ever before in history.
Yeah. First, let me say this. Amos, always good seeing you, and I appreciate what you do for our community and how you are such a voice for so many people in our town. So thank you. We're very fortunate to have you here in our city. You know, one thing that I really am grateful for and what I admire about our station is that, you know, we are committed to sports. And we know that, especially high school sports, because we know, you know, majority of our viewers, they either have someone who's in high school or they have a cousin who's in high school, it's connected somehow. And, you know, it has changed. I mean, you can look just the coverage we do, just for our high school football coverage, for our zone coverage. You know, we'll do, I think this year we have 3 games that we're broadcasting. You know, these are live events. You know, you look at other stations around the city, you know, a couple of stations are doing other games as well. So we're making it a big priority. But not only that, just on our high school football coverage on Friday nights, you know, we'll have anywhere from 10 to 12 people alone just committed to high school football games. So we'll show 18 games, highlights from 18 games, making it a major priority for our viewers. And, you know, people love it, and we enjoy doing it.
And the helicopter has been to Tech.
The helicopter has been to Tech. It has. Someone call about that?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we're going to Tech this Friday.
Uh-oh. Who are they playing?
Well, it's Cathedral against Chitar.
I think they were talking about Tech.
Yes, we've been there for one of their games. I understand.
Tech is rebounding.
That they are rebounding. Gave Carmel a tough run that first week. But we will get out to Tech.
All right. Now, Karen Hensel, you're one of the one of the things with local TV is more investigative reporting by everybody. You've done reporting that not only won awards, but caused things to be changed, laws to be changed. Why do you think investigative reporting is increasing here in Indianapolis TV?
I think because the stations have now realized that there's such a huge commitment to it. I mean, Wish TV has really gotten behind it to the point that my schedule has changed so that I can devote more time to investigative reporting. And that, you know, you have to give somebody a reason to watch. You know, you can turn on all three stations, all four stations, and you're going to find, okay, that press conference, everybody covered. But you've got to take it to the next step. You've got to take it to the next level. And can I just say, on AC, you got to watch him get out of the helicopter on a Friday night. It's like a rock star, man. It was so cool. The game I was at Friday night, it was like, whoa, who's here? I'm like, oh, it's AC. Hey, by the way, happy to have you. Channel 8 mug. Just want to give you a little gift.
I now have my official gift.
That's what the I-Team does, by the way. We're always trying to look for good sources. And you're a great source.
I would give you tickets, but no tickets.
No tickets.
Sorry, buddy. You don't need them. Hey, you don't need them because you know why? You got Mr. Irsay following you on Twitter, so you're big time. Just call him up.
Yeah, sure. Let me
go to you are a big shot.
Let me go to Brian on the line at 239-1310. Hi, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I had a question for Mrs. Hensel. I got a couple of questions. One, for suggestions of stories, could you investigate and find out what is the necessity of the CIB and why it hasn't been disbanded, and even ask when the state legislature comes back in session, ask some of those people, has the CIB outgrown its necessity? Two, what is the correlation, or is it a duplication of the Indiana Convention and Visitors Bureau and Indianapolis Downtown Inc.? Find out how much taxpayer dollars are devoted to those entities, and if there's a reason to even have both of them operating at the same time. And three, find out how many of the counselors receive comps or whatever to the different sports relations, to see the correlation between how the city council votes for appropriations of funds regarding our tax dollars, as few as they are these days, and how they're appropriated to these subsidizing the sports teams in the city. Thank you.
Oh, Brian, I think that's a great point. Thank you so much. It sounds like you also might have some insight, so feel free to email me at Karen.Hensel, H-E-N-S-E-L, at wishtv.com. But, you know, Amos, that right there, that's a great point. Sometimes it's just when I'm at the grocery or when I was at the Colts game on Sunday, people walk up and go, hey, I've got an idea for you. And that's where a lot of this stems from. It can be one email. Everything we did over the last 10 years on bullying was one email. One email from one mom that launched the 10-year commitment.
Some people may be listening and saying, wait a minute, given the relationship of a station like this, they air the Colts games via CBS, the relationships that AC has with the Colts organization. But now people are asking question, are those railings in our relatively new stadium, are they safe? What the caller asked about with those relationships, which are the types of investigative reports that have been done in regards to other governmental agencies and stuff. How difficult is it if you're boring in on a story that may impact institutions that other parts of this house may be doing business with?
It's not difficult
at
all. It's a conversation sometimes we have, not in should we do the story, but it's why the I-Team is kept very separate from sales. It's kept separate from sports. Lots of times no one really knows what we're working on except for our news management until we know clearly where we're headed. And sometimes it does put other staff in an uncomfortable position, but that's my job. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be asking those tough questions.
So that's one reason we're not seeing you regularly on camera. You're behind the scenes digging into this stuff.
Yeah, sometimes, it can take a week. It can take, there are some investigations that I've worked on for over a year. But we don't rush them to air because we want to be absolutely right. IT8 is a brand that has been in this city for a long time. Clayton Taylor was one of the longtime producers of this, and you know this very well. He started with a very good reputation, and that's something that I look at as I'm kind of a careholder of that. So I want to keep that up, and I get the backing of the management here. So if it takes a little bit longer, or if a story is supposed to, say, run on a Wednesday, hey, we're not quite done, we'll push it off.
And that's what comes back when Steve Bray, the news director here, says, I'd rather it be right
absolutely
than than just rush it for the sake of I'm trying to beat somebody down the street.
Because if somebody trusts you enough, and you know this, if they trust you enough and they're going to share their story, and this may be the hardest moment in their life, for you to get it wrong, how dare you? You will live with that for a long, long time. So absolutely, we want to be right. And we have, just like at 60 Minutes, I heard Mike Wallace say one time that we have editors who have editors who have editors. We go through lots and lots of layers. It's not just like the copy goes from me to the station attorney. Lots of people look at it. Make sure we're right. And have we been fair? And have we covered all sides?
239-13, tell me, go back to the phones. And Tom, hi there.
Hey,
Tom?
Yes, Amos.
Yes,
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
What I was wondering is sit down to watch this news on Channel 8, and maybe it's a 15-minute newscast, and it's so many commercials that you may only get, we taped it one day, and we got 7 minutes of news, rest of it was commercials. Can they do something about that?
I don't think they have a 15-minute newscast. Their newscasts are either 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, or 35 minutes. Are you just meaning the part between the news starts and the weather comes on?
Yes, that type of thing.
Well, now we got to make room for AC and all that sports.
It's disgusting to some of the commercials. Can they do some, put the commercials at the beginning or at the end of it, please?
The general manager.
Oh, don't be handing that microphone to me, AC. He's like, let the I-team answer that.
But isn't it also you can't do your investigative reports? You AC cannot travel, afford to travel to Super Bowls and stuff.
Yeah.
Rob cannot have 8 million. How many radars you got in that room?
Enough.
Enough to get the job done.
And this is ad-supported television.
Got to pay bills.
Okay. And I think the boss would like to have one commercial that costs a gazillion dollars, but it's supply and demand.
It is, yeah. It's part of the business.
But the other reason that weather takes up 4 to 5 minutes and sports takes up 4 to 5 minutes is that's also what people want to see.
It is. It's the number one drive to local news is weather. And so we make sure we prioritize on how it impacts people's lives. So if whether it's just a nuisance rain shower that's going to come through and affect your drive or whether it's a big storm that's bearing down, we make sure that we place everything in the newscast so that we get the priority out to the viewer.
If a storm is coming,
okay,
who makes the call that you're going to interrupt NCIS?
The meteorologist has the say. However, there's a lot of coordination that goes on to make that decision. We obviously don't want to interrupt people's programming unless it is important for their safety, unless it is something that is going to impact them and cause problems. Now, unfortunately, we live in a large viewing area. There's a lot of folks in this viewing area.
33 counties, right?
Yeah, so it may be something where if there's a tornado warning going on in Monroe County, and, you know, I know the folks that are in, let's say, Indianapolis aren't going to be impacted by that. However, we have an obligation to those folks who may have a risk to their life or property. We have an obligation to let them know.
Is that your hardest call as lead meteorologist?
It is a difficult call. Yes, I don't know if I'd say it's the hardest call, but it is definitely something that we take very seriously. We want to make sure that we're getting when it comes to those situations where life and property are in danger. It's a tough decision to make.
239-1310. 239-1310 is after news. Name is all right. So now let me get to the real important questions. How many games is this team gonna win?
Well, you're talking about the Colts,
right? I don't know whether I can take all these fourth quarter comebacks.
Heart attacks at the end, yeah. Sunday morning, I predicted they'll go 10-6 and make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. After watching Sunday, I think they're still 10-6. Just talking to Coach Pagano, you know, just today, you know, he and I were talking about how it wasn't a pretty win for this team. But when you go to December and you look back, no one's saying, oh, my gosh, you barely beat the Raiders. You know, it's a W. It's a check mark in the win column. And so to be 1-0, your first game of the year, you got a lot of new guys on the defensive side of the football. He's happy. I mean, he's pleased with where they are.
Who is this week?
The Dolphins. They're coming off a win against the Browns. So they got a good quarterback. So it's in Ryan Tannehill.
Don't play them cheap.
You can't play anybody cheap. Past week.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I think they'll be fine. Then the other game, next game after that will be going out west to take on the 49ers, and that would be a huge challenge.
How much trouble is Butler going to be in the Big East? Well, I mean, they lost their best players. Is this a work in progress?
Yes, it is. I mean, Brandon Brandon Miller, their new coach, you know, first year as a head coach, it's going to be a challenge for these guys. But I go back when Brad Stevens first started, and we were like, can he coach? You know, can he get the job done? And I think he did a pretty good job. I mean, one thing about Barry Collier, he's done a pretty good job, don't you think so, Amos, of just hiring the right guys? And I think, you know, it's going to be a slow start for this team. But I think by the time, you know, January comes around, I think they'll be okay.
And one more day with the Heat. Is that what you're telling me, Rob? One more day?
Yeah, another day tomorrow in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday is that transition day where we go into the 80s. We're trying to cool down. But by the end of the week, highs in the 70s and lows in the 40s. I love that. I love that it's going to feel like fall because it's September. It should.
See, in my office, they don't know it's fall until I break out the sweaters. When they see me in the sweater, they know it's fall. Rob Ellis, he's the new lead meteorologist at Wish TV Channel 8 Forecast 8. All this stuff ends in 8. I don't know. Must be a channel. Anthony Calhoun, AC, Mr. Sports at 24 Hour News 8. And Karen Hensel, the I-team lead. How many investigators? If you're the lead, how many assistants you got?
Well, Troy Kehoe is also on our team, and then we have a special projects producer as well.
So with two, you can do the job of five. Is that how it works?
That's what we do, exactly. The same thing you do too, right? That's just the new way in life wherever you're working.
Well, see, the people last week said we're hiring more, and I just wanted to let them know and all the other stations, you're going to outwork them.
Well, that's what we do. Exactly. That's what we do.
You know these things. That's what we do here. Yeah.
Anthony Calhoun, Karen Hensel, Rob Ellis. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. We'll take a break. When we come back, the legendary Tina Cosby. Well, I have to say that because she's joined by the face of my NDY. So we've got newcomer and legend all together. See, you always wonder how I was going to clean that. Plus, more of your calls at 239-1310 because we still have people that can answer your questions. So Mike and Kyla, hang on. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is tomorrow. Tell Jim Shella. Tomorrow, live in our 2 p.m. hour, Christine Scales, the Republican member of the City County Council, her caucus fired her out of her own caucus. You ever heard that? I guess that's a Republican war on women. They beat up on poor little Christine Scales. We'll talk to her live in our 2 p.m. hour tomorrow, plus get your reactions to the president's, whatever the president says tonight, 9 o'clock, all channels, including you can watch at Wish TV, anchored by Scott Pelley. And then Eric and Debbie will tell you everything that you want to know at 11 o'clock, at 10 and 11 o'clock. It's afternoons with Amos after these. One of the things that my NDTV has done is every year, just in time for the new television season, they have an individual that is the face of the station. They give, like, the community affairs announcements and the important things you want to know, and they're out in the community representing my NDTV. And this year's face of my NDTV is Amy.
Hello.
And Amy officially starts tomorrow, and so I guess I have to break her in. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me with you today.
So how did you get this gig?
Actually, it was quite an extensive audition process. They had a couple of open calls. Mm-hmm. I attended the first one and found out a few weeks later that I had been selected to be in the top five finalists.
Right.
And from there on, we had several different challenges and community events that we took part in and kind of being judged a little bit along the way and just seeing how you interact with the community through social media and being out in public. And then we had a live announcement at the end on air, which was pretty exciting.
And that was on Indie Style?
Yes, it was.
Right. And so you'll debut tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock on Indie Style on Channel 8?
Yes, I will.
What are you going to be doing?
I think they're going to be a little bit
is this
nice
like the initiation
to me tomorrow.
Or
this
something?
I'm giving a little bit of an introduction about myself, and I think they're going to be nice tomorrow. Not make it too difficult on me.
Tina Cosby is the community affairs director for everything over here almost everything at Lynn Broadcasting Indianapolis. First of all, Tina, you know, welcome. It's a privilege to be here in your house here at Channel 8. How important is it what Amy is doing?
Oh, it's absolutely important. WNDY is very important for us. Hugh's a little bit younger than Wish TV, and she's younger. You mentioned legendary, new, younger. But yeah, I think it's extremely important. The activities of the face are, you know, they're kind of exhausting because sometimes I can't keep up. I mean, she's out there, she's meeting people, and she's getting in places that we normally or may not have the chance to do or may not necessarily have the manpower to do. So that's extremely important. She's reaching an important group of folks for us.
Does it also give you as a manager, give the other managers here feedback from those who watch My Indie TV? So it's a two-way street. She's out there in the community, and she's also listening and getting feedback and kind of giving that back to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, feedback is always important. Feedback is always welcomed if they have it. It's also interesting, too, to see how she relates to people, how all of our previous faces have interacted with different people and how they're accepted. And it's amazing how quickly they're accepted. I mean, the face tenure is only a year, but you'd be amazed at what they get in that year's time and the recognizability that they have and the relationships that they build. So she's going to have quite a year ahead of her, and we're really looking forward to having her on our team.
I want to come back and ask you about Great 8 and find out what that's all about. But let me go to a caller. Mike at 239-1310. Hi there. Mike, are you there? Mike going once.
I'm here, Mike. Amos.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, partner, I appreciate you. Is AC still there or is he gone?
AC went to go prepare for 5 o'clock. But what's your question?
Only because I would really love for him to show up at Tech on the 27th, which is their homecoming, because the class of 85 meets every year at homecoming. We've been doing that for years. That's one point I wanted to make. My second point is I was wondering if maybe the I team or the investigators from China 8 would still do more about these felonies. I know we're doing something with the D's, but I've got a Class B, and I'm known as a violent felony, but it was 15 years ago, and I really didn't hurt anybody, still affecting me today. But so I was wondering if they could maybe do something. So let's keep looking at that, because there's a lot of people out here, me there, denied jobs, denied this, denied that, for something that's so long ago that took 2 hours to do, was a bad mistake, and it still haunt me at 46 years old. And remember we did that story? I called you about the ambulance gouging, and then Andrea called me, and I was on the news.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of respect for those news people after that, because she came out and we did the story, and I believe that the insurance, I mean, that ambulance company called me and gave me like a $700 deduction on that. So, Amos, I appreciate you, big dog.
All right, and they were writing notes about Tech, the homecoming. And it's not just AC, Steve Bray, when he goes out, because he was mentioning that there's a lot of people that go out and cover games. It's not only the sports reporters, but it's also the sports, the videographers, the camera persons.
That's right.
That go out there. So it may not be AC that's covering a game, but there's somebody else from Channel 8, and those highlights, even if it's Tech's homecoming, that conceivably, depending on the game, could be on the highlights on Friday night, Saturday morning.
High school football is a big thing in Central Indiana. I think it's bigger than it's ever been, and we try to represent that. In the past weeks, we've been doing 18 games, more than anybody else in town. So it's hard to represent everyone, but we try to represent as much as we possibly can with the large staff that we apply to it.
The caller also brought up the problem of people who've been convicted of crimes, have paid their penalty, and now trying to get the records cleaned up. We now have a state law, a somewhat complex state law, but it is a law, and it's a problem that it's a law that actually passed the legislature by huge bipartisan majorities this past year that affect a lot of Hoosiers, black, white, young, and old. And that may be a story as you guys look in there to focus on people trying to maneuver in this new law.
Yeah. I think it's good for us to clear that up as much as possible. That's one of the things we try to do on a regular basis is to break things down for people, because a lot of these concepts are very tough to cover and tough to understand. Mm-hmm. And it's our job with our depth and detail to be able to get to that, not just give you the facts, but to tell you what's behind it and how everyone in Central Indiana can deal with this.
Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there. Anonymous? Anonymous once? Anonymous twice? I think we answered an Anonymous's question. Tina Cosby, what is Great 8?
It's Great Health.
Great Health.
Yep, GR, Big 8 Health. It's our community initiative that we launched pretty much in between February and March. We got it going. We've been talking about it for quite a while. It's It was born out of the ongoing reports about Indiana being in the top 10 in terms of unhealthiest states in the nation. And, you know, we're kind of a consistent consistent state on that list. And so, you know, we were thinking, what can we do to raise awareness without being preachy, but to offer educational opportunities and to make it fun? And so we came up with the Great Health Initiative, and we have three basic tenets of Great Health, and that is basically, they're very simple: move more, eat better, and quit tobacco. We're going to kind of hit the tobacco thing a little bit harder because that's one of the things that's kind of not gotten as much attention, but we're doing a lot of moving around. I mean, even in our celebrity appearances at parades, we walk those parades now with the new banner that we have, as opposed to riding in the car, just to underscore and reinforce our Great Health Initiative. But it's community outreach on our part. It's just something we're trying to do. In community affairs, our job is very simple. We're to do good, and we're to be goodwill ambassadors to our community of license. And we felt like this is something that we can really help our community with, that without clobbering them over the head, but that's inclusive, that can be fun, and that can be helpful. And so, you know, we're hoping to do more things with it. We've got a lot of things coming up for the remainder of the year. So that's basically what Great Health is.
For organizations, nonprofits that are listening, as the way to access community calendar or event calendar, is that fax, is that email, is that phone call, or is that go to wishtv.com and click on event calendar?
That's all of it. Probably the easiest way is email, as I've heard some of the others talk about earlier this afternoon. But, email, fax, you can call us. You can do anything, any way to communicate with us. We're available. We're here. You know, we're in the phone book. You know, all of our email addresses are pretty simple, firstname.lastname@wishtv.com. The community calendar, our website community calendar, is basically open to anybody and anything that you want to put on there. We have limitless space. The categories are unlimited, from, you know, a neighborhood fish fry up until, you know, a gala affair. So we can put anything on there, and people can do that any day, any time that they like.
Is that one of the messages we heard this last week from the folks at Channel 6, is the Internet is becoming the portal. It is becoming easier to submit that information. You know, there's plenty of room to show that, but people have to get engaged electronically. The days of send the information in an ordinary letter and put a stamp on it, that's kind of gone the way of, you know, 5 cent, you know, hamburgers.
It's quickly becoming our culture. There's no doubt about it. It's certainly not the only way, but, you know, we have to admit we're driven by emails. We do a lot of emails, and that helps. So I would encourage people to kind of embrace it a little bit more if they're not, and, you know, to keep doing it if they are.
So now, Amy, you're going to start this year as the face, and they pre-started you being a face on radio, where people have to wait and go to our website, praiseindy.com, later and see your face. So after the year, if I'm talking to you a year from now, how will this help you, and where do you want to go past this experience?
You know, I'm pretty new to the whole television experience. Mm-hmm. I'm a stage performer, and I've spent my life dancing, and I've been on the stage, not in front of the camera, so... Mm-hmm. I feel like every day that I'm here at the station, I'm learning something new, and I'm really starting to kind of fall in love with the atmosphere here and just how television works. It's so different for me. So I feel like it's hard to say. A year from now, I'm sure I'll have learned. If I've already learned this much in a couple of weeks, I can't imagine what I'll have learned a year from now.
The fact of your experience being able to perform in front of people and be able to see their interaction, you think that is going to help you as you go out in the community?
I think so, because not only do I get to do things on television where you don't necessarily see your audience.
Right,
that's different for me. But getting to be out with the public, I love being social. I like taking part in activities. I don't like to just watch things. I like to participate and try them myself. And I think that's part of the fun of getting to be the face, is you are out there in the community.
And so, Tina and Amy, if people want Amy to come out to their fish fry or what have you, how do they get the face to come out?
Well, there are a lot of different ways. You can email. Amy may have her own.
You got email yet?
They are setting everything up for me now, so everybody can reach me just the same way they would reach any
of the other anchors. I bet if you go to the website, which is.
Sorry. You can go to wishtv.com. My email is amy.owens.
Okay. All right. See, yes. I want everybody to get out there so they know what you're doing and everything.
Yeah, I'd love for people to reach out to me, and I'm always willing to try new things, and I love getting to learn what's going on in my community. I think that this opportunity this year, I'll get to do so many different things, and it's exciting for me.
All right, so you will see her tomorrow, her official debut as the face of My Indy Y,
yes.
Channel 23, on Indy Style, which is on from 9 to 10 on Wish TV. Still on 9 to 10? On,
yes,
on Wish.
Yes.
So, Jeff White, it is unusual for local TV to do a local morning show. It used to be back in the day and when local television first started, that's what local television did, have a local morning show, and that's how the Phil Donahues of the world got started, the Oprah Winfreys
right.
of the world got started. You guys started Indy Style how many years now?
We're into our fourth year now of Indy Style, and it's
that
just
must mean it's working if it's
yeah, right. It passed the two-year mark, and the thing is, it's just a great show. It's a local lifestyle show that's about what's happening in the local community day in and day out. We have a tremendous amount of celebrities over a year that have been on the show. It's huge.
Is that also the place, because this whole issue of good news came up earlier,
mm-hmm.
is that also the place where good news is occurring?
It's a great example of it, absolutely. I mean, we do a lot of good news as well. The Great Health is a good
right.
example, in my viewpoint, of what we're trying to do with good news. But Indy Style, yeah, there's a variety of different things. We'll have bands on, we'll have comedians on, we'll have people talking about their events that they have upcoming on a Saturday or a Sunday. So it's a great outlet for a number of nonprofit organizations as well.
So organizations that are listening and saying, wait a minute, you know, how do we get the word out? They get a hold of the folks with Indy Style by getting a hold of it, going to the website wishtv.com
That's
and just
right.
calling them up.
Absolutely. Talking to Peggy, the producer, or Andy and Tracy, the show hosts, we'll be glad. Anything that we can showcase, anything that's good, visually appealing as well, is always makes it a lot of fun.
239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon. His name is Amy, the face of My Indy Y. Good luck to you as you start out. Thanks very, very much, Tina. Tina will hang for a minute. We'll come back with our remaining moments with the folks from Wish TV Channel 8. It's Afternoons with Amos on a very busy, hot record temperature now, I heard, is?
96. Broke the record. 96.
Uh-huh, Rob had to break the record. Boy, I tell you. 96! At least we know the air conditioning is going to work. We'll be back with our remaining moments after these. 239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon. The name is, we're back with Jeff White, the president and general manager of Wish TV, My Indy TV, Bounce TV, and LWS. Steve Bray, who is the news director of 24-hour Wish TV. Tina Cosby, community affairs director. I think one of the things that we've heard today, we're hearing from the station side, from the television stations, is don't be afraid to reach out. It may take email. You may not get the answer you want right away, but we're not in an ivory tower, not wanting to know it. You're trying to be accessible. I think that's what we heard last week. That's what I've been hearing from your staff and you today.
That's absolutely true. We're out there all the time, and as you heard from everybody today, we encourage people to reach out to us.
In terms of, and this kind of came up with the person that was measuring the amount of news, and you were kind of sitting over there and the commercials, this is ad supported, local television is supported by local advertisers. How delicate, difficult is that balancing act between viewers and you all? You have so many staff members, you're trying to mm-hmm. put all of this product out, and you only have so much time, and then you got to, carve time out to be able to pay for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that delicate balancing act each day?
Well, I mean, there's a delicate balancing act as a general manager that makes sure you're serving all the needs.
Right.
But our number one need is, to serve the public.
Mm-hmm.
We're granted a license, as you are,
right.
and we take that very importantly. That means a lot to us, and we're not going to do anything to jeopardize that license, because without that license, there's no Wish TV.
Mm.
So our first priority is serving the community and make sure we respect what the community wants in doing that. Now, secondarily, we do have to get advertising. We do need to support all these great people you've heard from today and the equipment that we purchase, and that comes from advertising.
We talked about community. We've talked about news. We've talked even about weather and sports. We haven't talked. We've got maybe about a couple minutes left of the entertainment programs. Your network is CBS, mm-hmm. which is the number one network. Shows that like 20 million people watch. They got any hot shows coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, I think they, you know, the good thing about CBS, we only have four new shows coming down. Mm-hmm. So that says a lot to the network on its own that they're not replacing other shows with it. I really like this Hostages that's going to be airing on Monday night, 10 to 11. It's a mm-hmm. great drama. It's got a lot of intrigue to it. I think that's a great one. We've got The Crazy Ones that with Robin Williams.
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Back in television.
I mean, that's some big talent.
Robin Williams clean. Oh, Lord.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that's going to be exciting.
And then you got a new show, 4 o'clock. What was this? One of these Desperate yes. Housewives of one of those states. She's got a show, Bethany?
Bethany.
They gave Bethany a show?
They did, and she relates really well with women. We're very excited about it. It started yesterday at 4 o'clock.
And I understand it
love to hear people's thoughts on it as they watch it today at 4.
I understand it did well the first day.
It did great. It's one of the, I think it's going to be up-and-coming shows. We're fortunate on WNDY. To have the one surviving show, Steve Harvey.
You're the Steve Harvey station.
Yes.
Does Steve perform better in Indianapolis than in other cities, or is this one of his better performing places, both with the Steve Harvey show and with The Feud?
To Steve's credit, he's performing well across the country. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's performing any better here or worse, for that matter. But he's doing very, very well, and you're right, with The Family Feud and then his own show. He's a phenomenal talent.
And nobody thought that would be the number one syndicated show last year, beating that person that used to be on the Today Show and used to anchor network news.
It beat Katie. He beat Katie. He beat Jeff Probst. He beat Ricky Lake, who came back. I mean, Steve Harvey is the survivor because people like that show.
Jeff White, thank you and all
you.
The men and women of Wish TV Channel 8 for allowing us the honor and the privilege to be here on the program. Thanks very much.
Thank you for doing this. This is a great thing you're doing, and I look forward to listening to you next week as well.
Well, we were going next week, but, they had to go on a business trip. So our next show will be, we're still working this up, but definitely Channel 13, the mother people right across the street from us, they'll be on September 25th. And Fox 59, they're still tentative for September 24th. In fact, if you're listening to this Fox 59, send the email back to me. See, that's how you get action and results. Tomorrow, we'll get your reaction to President Obama's address to the nation tonight. It's 9 o'clock. All the major channels, including Wish TV Channel 8, and we'll get your reaction to that. Also, in our 2 p.m. hour, we will talk live with City County Councilwoman Christine Scales. She got dumped out of her own Republican Council caucus last night for being a Republican. We'll talk to Councilwoman Scales about that injustice and more. I'm Amos Brown. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow live at 1.